Hello, hello, Shorts. Let's see if we can live up to the name. Friendly Atheist, but you can find this story everywhere. After lawsuit, South Carolina will no longer give $1.5 million to Christian school. So, a little bit ago, I don't think I did this story. It's one that I passed over. It was brought to light that the South Carolina government was trying to slip into one of its appropriations bills a substantial gift to a church. It's a church slash church school, and the pretext was, well, you know, they want to build this multi-million-dollar center for at-risk youth, something to that effect. Some pretext. But as Meta points out, it's still a conversion center. It's still a proselytization center aimed at the youth. That's what it is. So, you know, churches, they do a lot of, well, some churches, they do a lot of quote-unquote good deeds in the guise of proselytization. Churches that I attended used to say point blank, sure, we'll give you the soup, but you got to stay for the sermon. Because it was all about getting people at their lowest point in life and forcing Jesus down their hungry throats. That's how we do it here. And that's how they do it in South Carolina. You know, someone did read the appropriations bill. It was tucked away in on page, I want to say it was 455. It was way in there. And, you know, people were starting to ask some uncomfortable questions about it, but they were just going to power it through anyway. And then I don't remember which group it was. I don't think it was Freedom from Religion Foundation. I'm just perusing the article real quick because I don't have time to do a real long show here. They got involved because, of course, they did. They were actually asked to get involved because no one would listen to the people who were complaining. And so this group got involved and they sued. And they were going to win. They were going to get, you know, excessive legal fees, things like that, and have the laws changed so that this sort of thing couldn't happen again. They don't really need to. The laws are already against this sort of thing. It's just that we're dealing with Christian lawmakers in a Christian part of the country where the laws really don't matter because, you can say it with me, Christians don't give a damn about the law. Even when they are the ones making the laws, even if they got their desired theocracy, they wouldn't give a damn about those laws either. I mean, already we can see that they don't give a damn about the laws of God or the sayings of Jesus. So, I mean, what makes you think that a theocracy would change anything? It wouldn't. It doesn't. And so, rather than going through the embarrassment of a lawsuit, they decided to just remove the appropriations from the bill, and the courts threw the case out because it was no longer a going concern. And this is a win, actually, for Christians, because what was going to happen was they were going to get a law, a ruling against them that would set huge precedent, and they didn't want that. The courts didn't want it. The schools didn't want it. The lawmakers didn't want it. Nobody wanted that. It's just that they're Christians running a Christian area of the country. No one was supposed to ever get bent out of shape about it. Damned atheists and their secular laws that they expect us to follow. Yeah, that's how it is. There's more to the story. I'll try to remember to link it. So, yeah. Welcome to America, sucker. This is how we do it here. Hope you enjoy your stay, baby. Because this is Christianity. This is boots on the ground, butts in the pews. Real Christianity. Suck it up. Okay, you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Till the next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.